Good morning. Welcome to another Sunday. This song is called One of These Things First by Nick Drake. It was interesting this morning because right before I turned on the recorder, I was just about to hit play, that there was a really, really loud siren right outside. It could have been a fire truck or an ambulance. And that immediately entered my consciousness, right, of here I was just about to hit play for what I think is just such a beautiful song, and to connect with you, and to have my Sunday love gram with you. And there was a siren, a symbol of difficulty or distress. And I just thought, wow, that's so interesting. It's so perfect because the last few weeks, as you probably know, if you've listened or followed along with some of my recordings and writings, is that my son has been having a really difficult time, and it's been very distressful for me, obviously for him, but my heart has just been cracked open with that pain of seeing someone that I love so much go through such a difficult time. And so that siren kind of reminded me, you know, juxtaposed with this song that I think is so soothing and calming, and I don't actually even know what the lyrics are, to be honest. It's just I love the melody of it and the way that it makes me feel. I guess that's it. It's just the way that it makes me feel. Now I'm going to have to, after I finish talking to him, I'm going to have to go and find out, like, what is it about? But in any case, that, I guess, is what the theme is for today. I'm never sure until I turn on the recording what our Sunday Love Gram is going to be, but that just seems to be perfectly fitting, is this idea, especially, you know, these love grams started at the start of the pandemic as a way to stay connected, to offer that sense that I keep repeating over and over, and I will keep repeating it because it's so comforting for me, that we are all just walking each other home, from that Ram Dass quote. You know, I just feel like that's so important in challenging times, especially, to know that we're connected and that we are not alone, and that we are all part of a humanity that, you know, that basically wants the same things. You know, we want to love one another, and we want to be, you know, able to do the things that bring us joy and connection, and that help us feel like we have a purpose on life, you know, in life. And so what's occurring to me again is this juxtaposition of distress and joy, which, you know, has been pretty much for my whole career what I've explored, because, again, for most of you, I think probably all of you listening to this know that my company Simply Celebrate grew out of a suicidal period in my life. And that metaphor that occurred to me from there was that it felt like an iron wall closing in on me that I couldn't escape. I was trapped. I was telling this to a friend yesterday. We were talking about those dark, dark periods in life. Wait, let me turn off this song because I think it's going to end. We were talking about those dark periods in life, and I was saying so much of that for me now in retrospect was this very strong belief that there was something wrong with me, that I didn't belong on earth, that I was a mistake. I'd kind of forgotten that for a long time until I was talking to her yesterday, that was a refrain that was in my head quite a lot as a young person.
this was a mistake. I'm a mistake. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not wanted. I don't want to be on Earth. And so I feel like, the reason I'm kind of laughing is I'm like, where am I going? I feel like I've fallen into that big pit, but I haven't. I have not fallen into that big pit. I'm just talking about that big pit and wanting to come back. I guess this is it, because this just rose to the surface while I started to tell you the story again, which many of you already know, which is that image of a solid iron wall closing in on me started to get dotted with little pinpricks of light. And it started with the very first pinprick of light that got dotted in that wall when I took a meditation class, and I had a moment, just a sliver of a moment of not wanting to kill myself, not feeling the pain, not being in distress. And I recognized it. You know, the goodness gracious, the grace of meditation, right? The grace of that moment of awareness, of understanding that depression, which I had thought was a solid iron wall, I thought it was trapping me. I thought there was just no way out. And I had a moment, a single pinprick of light. And that made all the difference. And it's 30 years later, and it still makes all the difference. And I guess that's what the message today is. So it's a message many of you have heard a lot, and it's a message that I have told myself probably, you know, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 more times than I've said it to you, probably maybe even more than that, because this is my guiding light. That's really funny. Gotti, I've never thought of that. Wait, I have to take a sip of coffee. I'll be right back. You might be happy to know, or maybe not. I don't know, but I'm happy to know. It makes me smile. I'm drinking a brand of coffee called Kick-Ass Coffee. And there's something about it that I love. It makes me, okay. I guess that's the thing. It's a pinprick of light, isn't it? For me. I don't know if it is for you, but there's something about like fortifying myself with kick-ass coffee that makes me laugh. It makes me feel strong and bold, even though it's just the name of my coffee. But that's an example, right? And so back to, you know, these past, it's been more than a few weeks, actually. I don't even know how long it's been, a month maybe or two, that my son has been in distress. And so, of course, I've been in distress because, you know, my heart is just so cracked open for him. And what has gotten me through over and over and over and over again is those pinpricks of light. And as many of you know, for those of you who have reached out to me or written to me, I will hopefully, I don't think I always say this, but this is, please know this, you know, those are pinpricks of light for me. You know, those very authentic connections to people in the world who are also going through all kinds of things. So those are pinpricks of light. You know, walking outside, and there have been so many butterflies. There's something about this pandemic. For all of the really, really deep grief and loss that has come with it, there have come so many more butterflies, at least in my yard. And so walking outside and having, sometimes there's I just feel like they're just like these little like friends. Sometimes I walk outside and a butterfly will sort of follow me from my studio to the along the path that goes to the house. It's not a long path, it's a very short path, but and that's a pinprick of light. Or obviously, I've been playing you a little bit of music whenever I leave these notes over the last few weeks. And I think music is such a pinprick of light that I have this playlist that's called Feel Good / Hospice. So I added the hospice part because I want, you know, whenever, it could be soon, it could be later, whenever that time comes that I'm sort of at my last days, this is a collection of music that opens my heart, that connects me to myself that makes me feel, you know, just sort of all of the beauty and sadness and glory of being human. I really suggest all of you, if you don't already, that you keep some sort of playlist of music to jumpstart. Like when you need a pinprick of light and you don't know what to do, music, I think, is one of the quickest routes to change our emotions. And if there's songs that open your heart, even if there's, you know, and there's going to be, right? So it's like, it's not like when I'm in distress and I find a pinprick of light that my heart doesn't hurt anymore, I'm not sad anymore, I'm not grieving, or I'm not upset or angry or whatever. But it adds an additional layer to remind me that there is more. And I think that I don't know if I've ever really articulated that. Thank you, Juicy, for you being on the other side of this. It really opens new doors for me. I think that's a piece of it, that it's like when I talk about pinpricks of light and resting in them, or gathering them like breadcrumbs in our day, you know, or stringing them on the necklace of our day like jewels, it's not that becomes the entirety of our lives, but again, back to the iron wall and the light, pinpricks of light in it, it changes for me, I hope it works for you this way. For me, it changes the sense that this is all there is. And it allows a greater awareness that in the midst of pain or difficulty or distress or grief, we also have the ability and the capacity to feel love and delight and joy. And I think that's crucial. I think that at least, again, that saved my life. And that's not an exaggeration. That saved my life. There were days, many, 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 many days, 30 years ago, where I might have only had one or two moments of feeling well-being or okayness. But that was enough, because what it was is it showed me what was possible. And that's what I want everyone to experience. That no matter what you're going through right now, with this pandemic, with the racism, the political scene, the climate, fires, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to go on, I could. But, you know, whatever you personally are experiencing right now with grief, with loss, fear, sadness, anger, can you remember to seek and create one or two moments of light, of love, of joy, of connection? And if you know people, this is crucial. This is really, really crucial. If you know people who are going through the same grief, loss, distress, sadness, fear, anger, can you offer them one pinprick of light? And watch the miracle that happens when you offer that to them, that you're the first recipient. To me, that is just the complete magic and miracle of this whole this whole being human, is that when we offer that, oh, I can't remember one of my favorite quotes. I'm sorry, I can't remember who said it now, but it's, you know, the scent of the rose lingers on the hand that offers it. That is not what it is. You know what? I'm going to find that, and maybe I'll put that on my email to you. Anyway, you get the gist of it, right? So the hand that gives the rose, the scent of the rose lingers. And that is what it's like when we look around to see, you know, who in our life needs a little bit of love, a little bit of care, a little extra connection, and we intentionally give it to them, we are the first recipients of that love, that connection, that light. And as counterintuitive as that may feel, a lot of times when we ourselves are in distress, when we do that, it is such a beautiful opening. And so I guess that's my, I can't believe it's already been 15 minutes, but that's what I really, really, really want to offer to myself, to you, to everyone I love, is that sense of when things are really, really hard, or even when they're not, you know, maybe you're in a place that you don't feel, which, you know, oh gosh, I hope so. I hope you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm not in a hard place. I feel really great. I'm excited. I'm energized. Still, make sure that you're aware of, maybe you've got a 100 or 200 or 400 pinpricks of light in your day. Notice them. Write them down. Appreciate them. And harness them for other people. Because there are a lot of people right now who need the light. So let's, if we have it, if we're the ones who have it, give it freely wherever you can. If you don't have it, try and find one or two little pinpricks of light to fuel you and then to offer to somebody and to watch how that lifts you, even in your hardest moments. That's what I've been practicing. And it's nothing new, but that's why I trust it. And that's why I love it, because for 30 years now, this has been what saves me over and over again. And when I don't feel like I need saved, it's what just lifts me higher. It's what fuels me to be able to have more to give. So it works no matter where I am, no matter, you know, where I am on the whole spectrum. And it is simple, because all it is a moment. So it's that moment of a butterfly crossing your path. It's that moment of walking down the street and hearing someone laugh. Or it's that moment of saying to a clerk in the store, thank you so much for working today, for your service, and seeing how good that makes them feel. It's that moment of texting a heart emoji to someone you love and saying, I want to tell you something I love about you, and it's this. It's sending a postcard, a letter, a card, a surprise. And don't forget the music playlist. Oh, just when I said that, that reminded me to go back. Where did he go? Where did my song go? Interestingly enough, oh, it's somehow switched over to this song, which is by Snow Patrol. Also, really makes my heart feel good. So I guess we're going to end with this. And it's interesting, it's called Shut Your Eyes. So as you're listening to this last few seconds, shut your eyes and just think about one person you love. Think about their smile. Think about why you love them. And let that be a starting place for a pinprick of light this morning. All right. I love you. Bye-bye.